my name is Munir Zazai. I'm from Afghanistan. I arrived in US in 2017, and I'm living in Marysville area. I decided to move to US for my safety and the safety of my family. I have kids, so I want them to study and live in a safe environment. I don't want them to go through what I have gone through. I decided to move to US so that my kids live and study safely. I lived in central Afghanistan in the city of Kabul, which is the capital of Afghanistan. And I have lived there for almost 20 years. Kabul is a nice city. People like Kabul because it's a major city with a nice weather. It's always sunny. There is a nice wind blowing all the time. Then people there are friendly and nice. And the Kabul is famous for its restaurants and all those nice people. My father was the chief of the custom in a border with another country. And my mother stayed at home. She was a housewife. So my father worked and I worked. If there was no war, I would be living in Afghanistan to serve my country and to make it a better place for our future generation. If you don't want a government system, that should not exist. But unfortunately, the government, it's an Islamic system. So it's an old government system. It does not give permission to women to go outside and to work and to study. So women are stuck in their houses. And there is also tribal issues in Afghanistan. Some tribes don't like other tribes. And there is a language issue. There are two major languages in Afghanistan, which is Pashto and Dari. Most of the times, these people don't like each other. And everybody wants to be the dominant on the country. It's been a long time that there is war. Like, we have a war of more than 40 years. We did not feel safe in our house, so we were scared. When we used to go to school, there was war, there was explosions going on. So it was really hard to go to school. I had been trapped in some dangerous situations in Afghanistan. There was a time when I was visiting one of my cousin's wedding party, and I got trapped in war between the American troops and the Taliban forces. I could see bullets coming from both sides, and I was really scared that I might die, but fortunately, I survived. At least people say that they don't hear gunshots and explosions anymore, because the people who were doing that are now governing the country. So there is no one for them to fight with. So it's kind of safer than before. But for the specific group of people like me who work for the US Armed Forces, it's not safe because the current government system does not like these people. In Afghanistan, I worked for the government of the United States for 3 years, and I got the U.S. visa through my service, and I arrived in U.S. through SIV, a special immigrant visa. It's for those who work for United States government. When I arrived in Pittsburgh, I started a job as a cleaner in a restaurant, and I worked there for 3 months. Then I found a better job as a security officer with the PNC Bank, and I worked there for 3 years. And I also studied. I got my GED in 2020, and now I'm going to a technical college, and I'm studying in automotive technician. There are a lot of things I like about America. The education system here is a lot better than what we had in Afghanistan. There is also a good medical system. We have good hospitals and doctors here. There are good roads here. I think these are all the things which you cannot find everywhere. And Afghanistan is now developing. So we hope that we also have a better government system in our country. In Afghanistan, people would say that there is no life in Afghanistan. Like people will be living in a very bad situation. People live there, people have friends, people go outside. Pretty much there is life in Afghanistan, but we need to improve it.